And I'm here with my guys, David and Remy. Say hey, guys.
Hello. Hey.
We are usually here now on Tuesday and Thursdays from 4 to 5, so you can catch us then. Take It Away is, I think, almost completely all weekdays now. But today specifically, we're going to talk about what you do when life gives you lemons, that sort of thing. What you do, how you roll with the punches, whatever those punches may be. And maybe they're like low-key punches, and maybe they're like extremely high-key punches on like a huge scale. Like maybe there's a serious problem with your salad, which is happening in several states right now. We're going to talk about that. Yes, all good things to come, and we have fun dog stories of the week this week, because dogs make everything awesome. So stay tuned. It's going to be great. You're listening to Take It Away on WPGU 107.1. You just heard Everybody's Lonely by Jukebox the Ghost, and before was Lump by Presidents of the USA. What's going on, you guys? I'm here with David and Remy. These are my co-hosts. We're all pretty new here, so why don't you guys just give a brief introduction of yourselves so the listeners know who you are now.
Well, I'm David. I'm tall, I'm skinny, and I'm happy to be on radio. That's about all you need to know about me.
I'm Will Remy. Do. I'm not as tall, not as skinny, but just as happy to be on radio.
Aww.
So,
that's
there you
sweet.
Go.
That's great. That's great. And I am the Belle. You probably know me from Request Live on Mondays. And all I do is I DJ, like, all the time here. I'm here, like, 24/7, like, 4 days a week. It's crazy. And this show is going to be great. I'm very new to this talk show format, but we are going to rock it. Today we're talking about how we respond when life throws us some serious punches. For myself, I would say when life gives me a challenge, I pretty much am like, okay, I have to analyze it deeply. I'm a deeply analytical person. I go really hard. Yeah, you feel that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of ridiculous, and I don't know if I'm doing too much or too little, but it's just crazy. I never know how to respond, like, until I fully understand the issue at hand, and I'm a very last-minute person, so it's usually a very last-minute struggle for me, you know? And it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I have to say, I'm pretty similar. I find that whenever I have a big meeting or something coming up, some kind of information, I over-research, and I'll research to the point where I go to the meeting and whatever, and I just don't get anything out of the meeting because I already know everything, and not in like a cocky way, just in a I inefficiently browsed Wikipedia and various websites long enough kind of way.
But at least you stay on topic on the Wikipedia pages.
Exactly. Well, not always. Sometimes I'm going for I don't know, philosophy, and I end up in Romanian cuisine, something like that.
Yeah.
My addiction is, I do that as well. I do, I go on the Wikipedia sprees. I love reading about movies and stuff.
Mm.
So if I'm, like, going to see a movie, it's very hard for me to resist.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy.
It's like going to see something with Aziz Ansari, and you're like, well, he's friends with that one other person. What did they do for their first film ever? And then all of a sudden you're on some B movie from 1982.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan's first movie was Hardball. Like his first big movie. Found that out through a spree. Just
Hardball.
Looking all of it. Yeah.
Nah, I heard
what
of that
is
one.
Hardball?
I have no idea. Never
that,
seen it.
Isn't
I just,
that the
I just
news
know
show?
For a fact. No, that's
hosted by Chris Matthews.
Completed
on MSNBC. One of my dad's favorite shows.
Yeah, that was his first show. he was the host. Michael B. Jordan when he was 14 years old was
wow.
The whole thing. No, I'm somewhat similar to how you guys said, but like
yeah.
100% different. I don't plan very much. I'm a big fan of improv, and I apply that to my everyday life. I don't prepare as much as I should. I'm almost late to many things, so I sprint there and then just make up whatever I have to do on the spot. I don't do present. I had a presentation. My teacher might be listening. All right, I definitely did a lot of preparations for today, but apart from today, I tend to not do that very much. So curveballs that are thrown at me at life, I just kind of am like, all right, let's do this. You know, if I get lost, I'm just pick a direction.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
go with
Eventually,
the flow.
Eventually you realize you're wrong, but you know.
Wow.
Oh, come on. You can't be wrong. You were great in that improv show. Remy and David were in improv shows last weekend. They were wonderful.
You can be wrong if you're in the middle of Chicago and you don't know which stop you got off, and your brother and are you sitting there, and I say, let's go this way, and like 20 minutes later, you're no longer in Chicago, and you're over something and in some, I don't know. And
how did I get to Kansas?
Yeah, I didn't know how I ended up there, but he kind of trusted me because I was like, we're going this way. And then eventually he looked it up on his phone. And
it's all about confidence.
Threw it at me.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, we all have different approaches, a little bit similar in some ways, but at the same time, very different, you know? We just got to roll with it, and that's just how we live life, you know? That's how you got to go.
100%.
Well, yes. Next break, we will be talking about the E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce in several states. So stay tuned. It's going to be great. Next up is Lyrical Lies.
And no, I'm making me a tippy sad. Don't waste your time with politics, you said. Just chase skirts. Instead, and life is too short, and you're almost dead. He said, I met a woman once, gave her my best shot, but never did I talk. If I had her back, I'd be real as my age. I so don't blame them. I wouldn't do the same, but I can blame them. I'd sing her this, and you won't. dressed in poetry, but imagery doesn't fit. And you want resizing, but darling dear, get a grip. And I think what I just wrote is going over my head. I'm stealing lines from myself, and what I said was never said. It's just a lyrical lie made up in my mind. You want to be dressed in poetry, but imagery doesn't fit. And you want resizing, but darling dear, get a grip. You're moving but not aware. You're jazzy without a care, except keeping your whites behind your lids. In your lids are your best canvas. I can only imagine what you're painting. What you're painting. And your body on my mattress is proof. And your makeup on my pillow is proof. But do you think I'm telling you the truth? It's just a lyrical lie made up in my mind. And you want to be dressed in poetry, but imagery doesn't fit. And you want resizing, but darling dear, get a grip. And you want to be dressed in poetry, but imagery doesn't fit. And you want resizing, but darling dear, get a grip. Walk with
me. You're listening to Take It Away on WPGU 107.1. We are taking it away around here because we're talking about all the ways we are able to roll with life's punches. I'm the Bell, and I'm here with David and Remy, and we're getting down to it. And we were just talking about this crazy E. coli outbreak that's going on. It's in Illinois. It's in several other states. I know Washington was one of them. There's like a million states on there, and it's in romaine lettuce, like anywhere. And it's coming from, I guess, this place called Yuma in Arizona. It's near like the Southern California border. And it's freaking me out, frankly. It's freaking me out.
Very disappointing news.
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm not a huge salad person, but I'll, you know, have it once in a while. Like, this just came out of nowhere, and I did not know about it until a friend of ours had brought it up to us, and it's very scary. I actually have never gotten sick from food, I don't think, before. Knock on wood, I guess. But have you guys ever gotten sick from food, like anything like that before?
I'm going to let Remy take this one.
I can take this one. I have gotten sick from food. I have a large amount of allergies, which is why this one doesn't scare me, because I am allergic to it.
Oh!
I can't eat raw fruits and vegetables.
Wow,
as a fun fact to anyone listening.
Oh my god.
You ever want to harass Remy, send him just fruits and vegetables.
Lettuce at me. Iceberg, preferably, because romaine would actually E. coli. I'm also allergic to it.
But that would double. That would double how awful the effects were on you.
Compound effect.
Yeah.
Yes, but no. I can attest. Getting sick from food. You know, at a certain point, you get used to it. So, of course, why not?
When it's just your life.
Sure.
It's like, but so okay. So your allergy is at the point of it being like, like the effect is mild enough where you don't you don't like go into anaphylaxis or any of that, or
well,
do you? I don't know.
I have a list.
Tell me about peanuts, Remy.
Oh boy, peanuts and eggs. Those are anaphylaxias.
Oh geez.
And, oh no.
Non-anaphylaxias include many other things: other legumes, other nuts, other fruits and vegetables, other fish, other melons, other.
Gee whiz.
Other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
No, it's a lot of stuff. but lettuce is just, I
shouldn't laugh.
I was always my parents did not believe me. I said, I don't feel good after this. They said,
yeah.
10-year-old that doesn't want to eat salad. All right.
Yeah, all right. I got it. I understand.
Sure. So I continued to eat salad for a long time, and then I would just be sick. And then eventually my doctor was like, nah, you're right. And I said, thanks, Mom and Dad.
Thank you for listening to me.
I'm not allergic to salad, but I don't eat much vegetables, and I feel like this is validating that that lifestyle move, you know? Don't get E. coli from red meat, you know, my hamburgers.
True.
Scrape off the lettuce. Good to go. I'm just trying to be safe, just watching out for my health.
That's why you scrape off the top layer of chicken, get the salmonella off of it, and you're good to go.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Am I doing something wrong?
Maybe. Who knows? Well, have you gotten salmonella?
Not so far.
Well, then I guess I can't.
I was bedridden for like a couple weeks and dying.
Oh, jeez. From your allergies?
No, that's not actually true. I do not do that. Nothing. I have not been sick in a long time.
Oh, okay.
I'm a liar. I'm not a liar.
Well, yeah, we've all had different experiences with that. I've been fortunate, but my poor friend Remy and... you know,
don't
it doesn't
your pity.
Isn't is I apologize, Remy. I'm sorry. I've given you my pity over the air. But next talk break, we will be talking about a much happier subject: dog stories of the week.
Bow wow.
Bow wow.
Stay tuned after this break. Bow wow.
You know that funny feeling you sometimes get between lunch and dinner? Wow. Look out! It's a snack sneak attack. Lucky for you, Subway restaurants now have midday madness. Get great deals on snacks every day from 2 to 4:30. Choose from 3 different 6-inch subs like Black Forest Ham for just $1.99 each. Or get a soft pretzel and drink combo for only $3.59. But it's only from 2 to 4:30. Subway. Make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras. Plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Make it your summer at Harper College in Palatine, Illinois. If you're home for summer break, get some classes out of the way. Transfer your summer credit back to U of I and reach your degree faster. Choose from in-demand intro classes in stats, social sciences, math, English, and more. Plus, hundreds of online classes are available. Summer sessions start May 21st and June 4th. For a list of popular U of I transfer courses, visit harpercollege.edu/summeralumni.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older. Except void and end for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and where prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation, Spring, Texas.
just heard Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana here on WPGU 107.1. This is Take It Away. I'm the Bell, and I'm here with Remy and David, my co-hosts. And we have been talking about all day today. The sort of theme, I suppose, of this day has been, what do you do when life throws you some crazy punches? And this talk break, what we do is dogs. Dogs are the answer to everything.
What would you do?
Go hug a dog. And we've actually read some fun stories about that. About dogs lately. There was one we read about. This actually was a viral post on Twitter before I read the article. And it was this dog in Ontario. He was with his owners or whatever. And he started running off, and he was chasing a deer. He was like on its tail, I guess. Yeah. Although, do deers have tails? Yeah,
they have little bobtails.
Yeah.
So you know, he was.
Yeah, he was
challenging himself.
Yes, yeah,
said,
he was.
I'm gonna get that little tail.
And the police officers in the area kind of picked up the dog and arrested him for being out of line. That dog needed to be put in check.
That poor little Finn out of Ontario. And if you see the pictures, folks, it's just the most heartbreaking thing. It's just this little dog,
so sad,
just in this police car with bars.
Yeah,
and it's just so sad. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's doing his best. He says, "You know what? I'm gonna make my owners happy. I'm gonna get him a deer."
Yeah,
you know, and then he gets arrested.
Is a deer running guard? Dog chasing cops chasing dog? Is this like a
excuse me?
If the cops chase him down.
Cops chase the dog down, yeah.
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 Was the dog still chasing the deer?
Yeah, the dog was chasing deer, so and then I assume he saw the police is like, thank you guys. You guys can help me chase down this deer.
And they
arrested him.
Dear.
Yeah.
Arresting the poor dog.
Oh dear.
Poor little Finn.
Oh boy.
I mean, I just think it was so funny. The post that was on Twitter is the dog's face. Like, it's this just incomprehensible. Like, it's the saddest face you've ever seen. Like, how could you arrest a dog like that? Oh my gosh! And then another story we had read about this too, which we thought was funny, was so in the UK in Richmond, London, they were basically this woman was fighting for to prevent this legislation keeping dogs from being able to like pee on lampposts and stuff. And it was essentially, she was fighting that being a law, in essence. And that just was pretty funny to read that they were trying to make that a thing. And another part of that same legislation was like, if a dog is annoying somebody, they can be reported.
Yeah.
I was kind of dumbfounded by that. Who could be annoyed by a dog like in public like that? Come on.
The man's trying to keep our pups down.
Yeah, the man is trying to keep the pups down.
My favorite quote from this article is the woman who's speaking out against it. It is another example of overzealous councils using their powers to unfairly penalize dog owners and to freeze them out of public spaces. This victory not only protects dog walkers in Richmond, but sets a precedent to protect dogs across the UK.
Oh, just UK.
What a noble quote.
It is
for legislation that lets dogs pee.
It doesn't affect us.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect us technically, I suppose. It's just a funny little
thing. I think of myself as a member of the greater dog community across the world, so I'm all for it.
It's an interesting view of cosmopolitanism. View of dogs across the world is what connects us all.
Yes, I agree. Let's all be of this mindset and remember that today as we're on this show. Next up is Gangsta by Toon Yards. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a bit.
Life is rough.
Sound. What's the money to do if I'll never be a rockstar? Singing that on tape for posterity?
Ruining the tape.
Life in the city.
Listening to Take It Away on WPGU 107.1. This is the place to be from 4 to 5 on weekdays here at the station. It's always a good time. We've been talking about how we roll with life's punches today, and got a little bit of a story here from my friend David.
All right, folks, settle in. Hear about my wild weekend. I guess it's more of just kind of like opposing, like, what does it take to be a good house guest? How do you handle house guests? Because over this weekend, you know, there's the Malignant Humor Festival, so hosting, visiting people from all over the Midwest, and I had six friends,
amigos,
staying over at my apartment, and a little controversy happened a couple days in. Ended up burning through a lot of toilet paper over the weekend, and my roommate. Like at one point he was like, man, I love these people, they're so fun, I'm so glad that they're here. And then he found out how much toilet paper disappeared, and I'm pretty sure that completely changed his entire view of the situation, and he has yet to let it go, you know. And I guess it's, what, you know, is that something to be, I don't know, how would you guys react if that happened? Because, like, I was like, you know, I was ready to roll with the punches. I was like, I'll just buy some toilet paper. I'll financially compensate you if need be. But I don't know. I could see it being a point of
contention.
Annoyance.
Yeah.
Exactly, contention.
I do feel, I understand it. For me, it's more of a length thing. If this were to happen and for, you know, consistently, or if they don't buy it, if they don't offer, I don't, like, it's a big hassle, you know, to go out and to buy the toilet paper, to big walk, you know, you have
big
to,
walk.
You put it in the bag and it doesn't really fit in the bag, so
that's,
you have
true.
To, like, fully stretch your hand to hold both sides of it, or you'd, like, awkwardly hug it on your way home, so it's a whole
valid
thing.
Point.
So I don't want to have to do that every time. If I can use it, fine, it's, you know, it's not the big thing, but just, you make it even. You know, you get it sometimes, I get it sometimes, we'll split it sometimes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a task. Like, it's, okay, so I have kind of a dilemma going right now. Mm. My roommate and I share, like, paper towels in the room and stuff, so we're running extremely low on those, right? We just, like, lost our the last roll was lost.
I feel that.
Yeah, that's, like, something I need, because I'm a very messy person when it comes to, like, cooking stuff or whatever. Mm. I just make the biggest mess, so, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be feeling that, you know? I'm still not feeling it. I am low on the funds, you know, living that broke college kid life.
I feel that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm kind of, like, I don't know. I don't want to... This sounds so bad, but I'm, like, low on funds, and the roomie is not so low on funds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like...
Shout out roomie.
Girl, yeah, shout out roomie. I'm like, help me, please.
Yeah.
I'm, like, dying right now, I swear.
I feel that, yeah. I mean, because, yeah, every... You know, when you're... Like, I'm a very, what do you call it? A cheap person, so I like to really get the most out of everything. So, like, you know... Every square inch of toilet paper, every square inch of paper towels.
Fair square.
Every,
yeah,
you know, every little square. Thing. I like, you know, I got, like, I calculate my money value. I'm like, oh, that's 15 cents of paper towel right there that you're, you know, you're just throwing away, you know?
True.
So I understand it.
Although totally. It depends on the level, because my roommates rip the toilet, the paper towels, just like rip the corners off when they need to have like a little scooching of cleaning of the thing, and that bothers me. Because it's just like, then you rip one off for yourself, and then you got just chunks taken out of it. Come on. Like,
yeah, why you gotta
make
do
a
this?
Mess or do something to clean it with?
That's the efficiency. Like,
but it's
I
not
appreciate
ripped
them.
Cleanly, though.
Save the earth.
There are ways to do it.
Well,
so
they're not
that
gonna, like, cut it out.
No, but you rip with the grain. You rip with the grain. You don't. They rip
no
against
grain.
It. There is a grain.
I disagree.
Look it up. This side, same with it. Look this new paper here.
I'm terrible
newspaper.
At that, so you would hate me if
I hate everyone.
I was staying with you.
Yeah, that's true. Remy's in, what is it?
Malignant humor.
Misandrist.
Ah, same thing.
Ah, same thing indeed. yes. So, pretty much, we've all got a little bit of the same approach to this one. This pretty much is, well, not quite yet, but. Wrapping up our show, we're going to talk one more time before the hour is up. We'll see you then.
Just booked my tickets. I needed a weekend getaway.
Where are you going?
Eberfest, of course. The Virginia Theater is rolling out the red carpet to welcome Ava DuVernay, Amma Asante, and Julie Dash for Eberfest, April 18th through the 22nd. Eberfest is Champagne's culture and movie destination. Tickets are available now for this joyous celebration of diversity in film. You don't have to leave Champagne to see the world. We'll see you at the movies. For more information, visit eberfest.com.
WPGU 107.1.
Stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
This has been Take It Away on WPGU 107.1. I'm the Belle, and I'm here with my hosts, David and Remy.
Mm-hmm.
We are the hosts of Tuesday and Thursday, Take It Away. That there's a rhyme in there somewhere waiting to be worked out.
Today is Tuesday.
You just keep tuning in, folks. One day you'll hear that rhyme, and you'll say you were there from the beginning.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. We're just getting started, actually, with this shift on Tuesday and Thursday, so keep on tuning in, keep on keeping on, you know, all that good stuff. It was an interesting show today. We were talking about all the different ways we respond to various things that the lemons life hands us. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's been a very interesting discussion. I learned some things about Remy that I did not know before, and I learned some things
about... It was about salad, not the toilet paper. I don't want anyone
not
tuning
that
on now to have some bad opinions about me. No, it's okay.
Yeah, no, we're going to be all right. But, yeah, it's been a great show today, and we hope for you to tune in Thursday. We'll be back here again. Stay tuned for Request Live. Our typical girl on this day for Request Live, Xanadu, will not be here today. Instead, I will be filling in. I know, Remy
you guys
is
get
devastated.
A double dose of Belle.
Yes, you absolutely
double,
do.
Yeah.
Double dose. So I will be here manning that. And so send in your request to 217-337-1071, and I will play them ASAP. Make sure they're PG-13, though. We've got sensitive ears here, so we gotta be careful with that.
Remy's never heard a swear word before, so we try to keep him safe.
That's okay.
Yeah, we gotta protect the youngins here at the station. You know,
protect the innocent.
Protect the innocent.
Yes,
me. Hi.
That was a good voice. You guys have great radio voices, by the way.
Thank you.
Like they're
this
like,
is definitely how I talk all the time, right? Like this.
I mean,
this is why you get applause in your tours.
Yeah. You make it work, though. Like, it sounds pro.
It's fun. Yeah.
I love it. So keep that up. Keep that up, guys. I hope you guys have been enjoying my co-hosts and I at this time. Again, stay tuned for Request Live. Car seat headrest. Take it away.
Take it away.
Yeah.